We know you're seeing all the Mother's Day gift guides everywhere. And while we usually do some Didn't I Just Feed You version, this year we have the one perfect Mother's Day gift that works for everyone, even our last minute shoppers, MyLifeInABook.com.
MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns the life stories of people you love into a beautiful book. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your gift recipient a question via email. These can be pre-written questions that they provide, or you can customize the questions the way that I did for my mom. Your recipient can either type her response or use their voice-to-text feature. MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
I'm really excited to be creating a book with my own mom this year, and I can't wait to hear some of her childhood memories, what it was really like raising three kids as a single mother, and how she's enjoyed becoming a grandmother, too.
And when the book is done, you'll have a beautiful keepsake for her and for you, too. You can even choose to have an audiobook created from the recordings. It's easy to sign up, and the process is automated, so you don't have to worry about missing a week.
Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code DIJFY at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code DIJFY for 10% off today. This episode of Didn't I Just Feed You is sponsored by By Heart. Longtime listeners know that Stacy and I both struggled with infant feeding stages with all our kids. Breastfeeding was hard, and choosing a formula was, well, also hard. We're thrilled to be working with By Heart, an infant nutrition company on a mission to make the best formula in the world. Not only is By Heart an easy-to-digest formula, their formula is also clinically proven for easier digestion, less spit-up, and softer poops versus leading infant formula. By Heart has their own patented protein blend that includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, just like an early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code DIJFY for a limited time. That's byheart.com/podcast and code DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You? Additional terms and conditions apply. Y'all, by now you know that we're huge fans of KiwiCo.
And actually, it's not just us. Our kids are big fans too. And Yummy Crate, the latest KiwiCo subscription line, has only made them even more excited to tear into their monthly KiwiCo delivery.
Even better than the kids being excited, Yummy Crate has gotten my daughter so excited about cooking that she's looking forward to helping prep school lunches and even help make dinner on some nights.
That's amazing. And you know what, Megan? We have proof of that too. This summer on Instagram, we shared the burgers that she made with one of her recent Yummy Crates. And I say that counts as full-on dinner help. Plus, they looked delicious.
They were, and the whole process was simple too. Each month, Yummy Crate delivers high-quality kitchen tools, 3 recipes, and 2 projects that teach kitchen skills and get kids cooking. Before each crate arrives, you also get a shopping list that includes alternative ingredients to accommodate different diets from vegetarian to vegan. Done and done.
KiwiCo is designed to foster a love of science and cooking in kids ages 6 to 14 with recipes and activities that explore hands-on experimentation. And there it is, all really happening in your very own kitchen.
And it can happen in yours too. Feed your kids curiosity this fall with hands-on kitchen experiments with Yummy Crate from KiwiCo. It's easy with no commitment. You can pause or cancel anytime.
And Didn't I Just Feed You listeners get 50% off their first month plus free shipping with the code DIJFY at KiwiCo.com.
That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You? A big heads up is that you pay more at Costco for the individually packaged snacks because they've got the larger packages of some of those products like kettle corn or harvest snaps in bulk packages that are less expensive per ounce, but you have to divvy them up yourself. So they're charging you a premium for those like convenience package snacks. And it comes back to this thing of you're either paying for the convenience or you're going to have to do a little bit of labor to save some money.
Welcome to Didn't I Just Feed You?
A podcast about feeding kids.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Megan, and I'm really excited for today's episode because we're talking about snacks again. We're always talking about snacks, snacks, more snacks. But before we get into that, do you want more Stacy and Megan each week? Of course you do. You can get 2 bonus episodes from us each month for just $10.
Of course you do. Combined with our regular weekly episodes, our every other week What We're Cooking and Eating Now episodes, those bonus episodes mean that you'll get us in your earbuds 8 times a month. Bonus episode content isn't published anywhere else and includes everything from bonus questions with guests to listener questions. We talk about body image, our favorite cookbooks, personal stuff, you know, like what annoys us in the kitchen or, I don't know. We always use our moms as an example. I'm trying to not to repeat myself, but that's like as personal as it gets. Visit didn'tijustfeedyou.com/community to sign up.
Okay, so Stacy, we have been talking, complaining about snacks individually and together and how hard it is to keep, for me, snacks stocked that are exciting and not like boring snacks, as my daughter calls them, but also like how to make them more substantial enough for your hungry teens. So what is the snack situation in your house these days?
Oh my God, it's like, I mean, I think the combination of food prices going up and convenience and then their appetite, like trying to triangulate those 3 factors was a major challenge this summer. So I ended up doing, like, I don't like when I'm upstate, I don't like my local grocery store. So life feels a little different and less hectic. So I was going to the farm to get meat, and that comes frozen. So like I could stock up for a week or two. Then I was going to the farmer's market on the weekend, or there was a like a corn farm stand that's open every day. That's like nearly across the street. And they have some like other, like tomatoes and peaches, a few other things. And then I was filling in with some Whole Foods delivery, which I'm able to get through Amazon. That's the only food delivery option up here. So when I needed delivery, it would come from Whole Foods, but I'm not going to buy my snacks. Like none of those places that I've mentioned are snack places. So then I would go to Walmart and I realized that this is not a strategy that I employ at home, but that it's actually a pretty smart one to get snacks from a more affordable place that has bigger bulk. I don't have the same kind of space in the city, but we do have Costco, which I still have yet to join. And it's not just snacks. It's also, I've discovered that if I have flavored seltzer in the house, the boys will stay hydrated. If I don't, they literally don't drink. I'm not kidding.
It's only funny because I relate to it deeply.
I mean, like they literally won't drink. So I was indulging it. But then the next thing I realized, Mike was taking out the recycling and was like, this is like, we're criminals. Like, this is criminal. How many cans? But then it gets fizzy. And like, if we open it, like they do drink through it, but it can get way, I don't know. And then it's plastic and our cans more recyclable. Like there was this whole thing about, and then there's also the cost. Cause at first I was getting like LaCroix. And Mike was like, there's no way, like, that's insane. We're not going to continue buying LaCroix. They literally drink 5 or 6 cans a day.
Yeah. So you're talking like $100+ a week.
It's insane.
Yes. Okay. Of just hydration. We're not even, they're just not even hydration. Getting full.
Just hydration. So then I switched over to getting at Walmart, although I still don't feel like cans are a sustainable solution. So anyway, the point is, it's just been really hard to balance all these things with the kids home full time as they were in the summer. I think it's going to be a little different for me versus for you now that school's starting, because I feel like you're more responsible, like at the kid, at the ages that your kids are at, you're still more responsible for their snacking. I have a little bit of a reprieve from the snacking insanity that I experienced the last few months
because, you know, they're off at school and they're doing their own thing and they get pizza after school if there's practice. Like, I don't have to worry as much about being the provider or packing snacks. But it got us thinking about bulk snacks and how can we just like have a lot of heft for as little price point as possible. I think that a lot of the solutions that we tout, popcorn, make your own trail mix. These things are a really hard sell to teenagers, is what I learned.
They're also labor.
Yeah. Well, this is why it's a hard sell to teenagers, because I'm not going to freaking pop your popcorn for you. Like, yes. you're a man. Like, you're on the precipice of being a full on man. I'm not going to pop your popcorn for you. But guess what? Then he's not going to pop popcorn.
No, he's not. He's going to eat 6 bags of Doritos instead. But this is what happened to us one week this summer. For whatever reason, we were at Target and I was like, we need snacks at the house. I'm going to get all the snacks at Target. Then the next day I went to the grocery store and didn't have to buy any snacks. And our grocery bill, which is pretty like average, was a full $125 less without any snacks. And Brian was like,
and did you spend less than $125 at Target on the snacks? Do you know?
Probably a little bit, because I have like a Target Red card, so I save 5%. And I think that in general, their snack prices are a little bit lower than Publix, which is where I primarily grocery shop. I haven't compared them to Costco, which we are going to talk about, because actually Costco pricing isn't necessarily better for convenience snacks. But that is part of it, is that this summer we started buying more pre-portioned snacks because I wanted to create autonomy for my kids. I also was tired of being the snack.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. I wanted to be like, oh, you're hungry? Get yourself a snack. But then the thing that I found, even with my littler kids, is like, then they're grabbing a thing of Pirate's Booty, the individual thing of Pirate's Booty, and a thing of gummy snacks, and a thing of Cheez-Its, and like, eating through all the packaged snacks and the air quotes fun snacks,
yeah,
as they call them. And then like by Wednesday or Thursday, they're like, oh, there's no good snacks left in the house.
Horrible.
And they don't want to slice an apple or wait for popcorn to be popped or anything like that.
You know
that.
What I have beef with this summer? Little Bites. So I never...
Little Bites?
I've never purchased Little Bites for my kids when they were little. And they like clearly, I mean, this is like a cautionary tale to those of you who are like so hardcore about, I'm going to make it from scratch and I don't want packaged snacks. Like, I get it. I was that mom, I think, to a certain extent. But sometimes like you create a monster, right? So they clearly feel like everybody else had Little Bites and they didn't. And now they're obsessed with Little Bites. But one little package of Little Bites is not enough. So they... one snack time, one snack moment in one day, 4 bags of Little Bites are gone between the two of them. And what, there's 6 bags in a box?
No, there's not even 6. This is one of, I have so much beef with Little Bites. I can't even tell you. First of all,
do it.
It's 5.
Let it loose.
It's Little 5 bags. It's 5 bags in a box. The box is huge. In big numbers, big lettering, it says 20, and then little writing, it explains to you that there's like 4 muffins in 5 plastic packages in a ginormous box that is going to take up room in your pantry. It is the world's biggest ripoff, and all it is mini muffins, blueberry or chocolate chip, and they're kind of moist and weird, to be quite honest with you, but
That's what I think my kids like.
I know. I think they like that they're like super moist. I have such a beef with
Little
Bites.
I will tell you that one time I bought the Little Bites coffee cake bites. Okay. That was my jam. I was like, oh, I can get down with these. But I agree with you about the muffins. Such a ripoff. The moist thing is weird. It's so weird. But I really do think that's what they like about it.
I'm sorry. I got us so off track. because no, I just
can I
can't.
Take us off track even further?
Yes, please.
Because another day. So Mike is really not down with this. Give them autonomy, give them access to whatever. Like, they have to manage themselves. He's like, I think that's BS. Like, I want healthy foods in the house. And like, they're teenagers. They should go off. And I think that I, in working through my own things about intuitive eating, like, probably went extreme to another end where it was like, have all the things and you manage them. And he's like, Mike is like, our kids literally eat devil dogs all the time and don't eat anything healthy. And like, I don't know how you are okay with this. So he went one day, I had to send him to Walmart with Oliver and we had guests coming. So I was like, just get snacks, get a bunch of snacks because we're going to have a bunch of kids in the house. And he came back and one of the things he had was actually devil dogs. That was the first time. That was when we like broke the devil dog seal. And I was like, Mike, you bought devil dogs? And he was like, I don't know. I just gave up. Like, I don't even understand what you do anymore or what you buy or why. I couldn't argue with them. So he bought devil dogs. Have you eaten a devil dog recently?
No, I have not.
Megan, it literally becomes dust in your mouth.
Yeah.
Very weird happens. The minute that weird dusty cake hits saliva, there's some weird chemical reaction where it disintegrates into some mush that inevitably sticks to the roof of your mouth. Or you have with your tongue, like scrape it off.
You need like a Capri Sun to get up in there.
To like the wash straw. It out. Yes. It's like a power wash. It's like when you power wash your deck or something. You have to power wash the devil dog off the roof of your mouth with the Capri Sun. It was really intense and not what I remembered. So I have beef with both Drake's, who make the makers of devil dogs, because I feel like the formula was better when we were younger, and with Little Bites. Anywho,
that's funny that Mike's like, I don't even know what you do anymore. Yeah. Because Brian's response to me being like, groceries were $125 less. And he's like, what did you do differently? I was like, I didn't buy any snacks at this grocery shop. He's like, okay, that's it. We're just popping popcorn and we're making peanut butter crackers, which is just like Ritz crackers with peanut butter smeared on them. And I was like, the whole point of us buying more snacks is like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be popping popcorn every afternoon or like making snack plates every afternoon. So like, what do we do? Are there two strategies here, which is like, what kind of savings can we create by like buying the big package of Pirate's Booty and then like repackaging them ourselves? Or my other like advice, I feel like I give a lot, which I don't know how much I follow my own advice, is the idea of like partnering things. So like, if you're having a bag of Doritos, like the snack size bag of Doritos, you're also required to like eat a string cheese or like a piece of fruit with it so that it's like more filling and more substantial.
Yeah.
And I feel like that even might not be enough for your dudes.
So, okay. I recently read this thing by a nutritionist that I really trust, who I personally believe is not diet culture focused. Like, and a lot of dietitians say that these days, but then if you dig deeper into their content, you're like,
yes,
kind of diety to me, but okay. So, you know, she was like, I understand that a lot of people are saying intuitive eating, like give kids all the snacks. Her opinion is some kids really can't manage that very well. Like, it's just a personality thing. It's probably like a brain functioning thing. And that like the same way the common wisdom used to be, kids will eat when they're hungry. And actually, we know that there are some kids, neurodiverse kids, who will not eat when they're hungry. They actually need a little bit more intervention. So she was saying it's basically the same thing for snacks. Like, some kids can't handle the like free for all. Here you go. And I think Oliver is one of those kids. Like, he will eat sometimes. Like, he'll get sick. Or I can see that he's eating and I know he's not hungry. Or I suspect, I shouldn't say I know, I shouldn't take that away from him being able to identify. But I've had these moments where I've been like, oh, you just ate, like, are you still feeling hungry? And he's like, like, I can tell by his answer. He's like, not really. Like, he eats when he's bored. Listen, I can relate hard. So we ended up having a conversation with him and we were like, the snacking is out of control. It's hard to keep up. It's a lot of work for me and it costs a lot. And then also there's some food waste because I'm also buying fruit. Like this is the season. I'm buying fruit. I've been buying string cheese. You don't even go into the refrigerator.
Right.
So we need to just have a talk about it. I want you to make your own decisions. I'm not coming in to intervene and tell you what to do. I don't remember exactly our conversation because these are conversations that I muddle through. Like sometimes I have really good parenting clarity around food. It's a little bit trickier for me. So I don't always remember exactly what I said, but the upshot was I need you to really think about eating something from the fridge, like fruit, vegetable, protein, or some dairy that has protein first, and then go to it. Because I'm seeing that the end of some days, you're stuffed and you haven't really even eaten anything that's nutritionally substantive.
Yes.
And like, that's hard. How are you going to keep your energy up? How are you going to, like, you're growing. Like, you really need to be thinking about this as part of your overall thinking about food and how you intake food. It's not just all food joy. You need some energy. You need to run on something. And, you know, Doritos isn't it. So I did go back to making one big fruit and vegetable platter when I was either preparing my own breakfast or if I was making lunch for them, which I really didn't do much this summer. They made their own lunches. But at some point when I was in the kitchen for myself, I would also just take out a big platter and put out a whole bunch of fruit and vegetables. It's something I did at the beginning of the pandemic when we were running into the same issues of like they're home all the time. I can't, every snack moment or every lunch, I can't be preparing multiple times a day. And I would just leave it out on the table. Or if it was like out for a little while, I'd put it in the fridge and I'd announce that it's in the fridge. And it was fairly effective. You know, I'd even throw like some string cheeses on there, you know, still wrapped.
Yeah.
Some hummus, some crackers, some cherry tomatoes, peppers.
I have eaten one of these snack platters at your house or cheese. I don't know. Is it a snack platter? Is it a veggie and fruit platter? And I remember even when we started, Didn't I Just Feed You? We talked about that strategy a lot, specifically like and catching them when they're hungry, right?
Yeah.
When they come into the kitchen looking for the other snacks, it's already out. Or like after school, when they claim that they're starving, while you're maybe air quotes getting them other snacks, there's already like the fruit and veg thing to pull out. I'm so glad you reminded me of that strategy because it is a really good one.
It does seem to be working. And the other thing is I found that they were eating right, they were snacking right before dinner and then they weren't hungry. So I pulled it out again. And like in a couple of cases, I had to replenish a few things as I was prepping dinner. But I don't know, there was something about for me doing one big thing that I could pop in and out of the fridge through the day that felt like different than being responsible for prepping a snack twice a day and on top of dinner, on top of lunch. So that gets to the like, let's keep a little bit of balance going. So it's not all of the quote unquote fun snacks, as your kids call them. Because that's honestly how my kids are thinking about it, too, by the way.
Yeah. It's also partnering, which is what I'm saying.
Like, yes, totally.
You can have
totally
the bag of Cheetos or the Oreo cakesters. And while you're eating that, here's like cut up strawberries, cut up cheese, cut up cucumbers for you to snack on, too. Which is a strategy that has worked for us.
I also stopped buying some of this stuff. I only thought of it. I got excited when you said Oreo cakesters because we tried those this summer. By the way, those are delicious and those are what devil dogs should be and how I remembered them. But I bought them twice and I was like, no.
Again, my beef is why are there five in the box? It's the weirdest number to me.
I just felt like my kids were eating too much junk and it, for me, it was also like the cost thing.
Yeah.
It's also like a spoiling thing. I know it feels diet culture-y. I don't know. Maybe it is. It's hard to parse out all the details of it. But like, really? You need to have Cheetos and cakesters and tortilla chips and cookies like so that when you go to the cabinet, you have like you're in a freaking restaurant of snacks. Cause like right now you're really in the mood for cakesters.
It's not even a restaurant. It's the mini bar of snacks.
Yeah.
At a restaurant, there's probably more balance than there is.
Yes. You know, for me, I was thinking about it as like being free and like you make choices and you learn, but that's ridiculous. Like I'm spending a ton of money like, this is just, you're just spoiled. You're snack spoiled.
Maybe this episode is now called How to Unsnack Spoil Yes. Your Kids.
How to Unsnack Spoil Your Kids.
Before we get into the rest of this week's episode, let's take a quick break to hear from this week's sponsor. The number one thing we get asked about is healthy, hearty snack recommendations.
In fact, the name of our show was inspired by our response to the constant snack requests. And judging from how parents react when they hear, "Didn't I just feed you?" we are not alone. It seems all parents with kids across all ages find keeping up with snacking a major challenge.
Not to mention our own snacking too. We busy parents also need snacks that can fuel us in the right way, which is why we couldn't be more excited to share our new sponsor, Sunny. You guys, they might be the holy grail of snacks.
Sunny snacks are 100% organic, prepackaged snacks made with honest-to-goodness ingredients that are perfect grab-and-go sustenance for the whole family. Whether you're between meetings or picking the kids up at school, Sunny snacks provide balanced nutrition to busy families on the go.
They make a hummus dipper, pizza dipper, guac dipper, taco dipper, and granola bites with fresh blueberries. Think filling combinations of fresh dips, their delicious cassava, flaxseed crackers, or bread dippers, and even cheese in some cases, all neatly packaged up and ready to eat.
And we don't use the word fresh lightly. Sunny snack packs are made fresh weekly and shipped to your doorstep without any added preservatives, fillers, or gums.
Sunny snacks are a lifesaver. And of course they are. They're the product of a mom-owned business dedicated to supporting busy families with on-the-go solutions they can feel great about. Job well done. Our kids are sold, even the teens, and we love them too.
Yay! Learn more about Sunny and order the snack packs we're obsessed with at feelsunny.com. Use the exclusive code DIJFY to get 20% off your first order.
That's 20% off at feelsunny.com, code DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You?
Hey friends, it's Stacey here with a quick message. If you've been listening for a while, you know that I love beauty, hair, and makeup. Growing up, my mom was a hairdresser, and one of my favorite things was to visit her at the salon, watching all the people get pampered and beautified. It wasn't so much that folks weren't beautiful going in, but we all know that there's just something about how you feel when your hair looks fabulous. So it's a bummer when your hair starts thinning. I know this firsthand. Both my grandmother and my mom, the hairdresser, had thinning hair. I used to watch my mom secretly do all the things, from supplements to extensions, to help make her hair look more full. Little did I know that I'd be in the same boat one day. But there are two things that I've got that my mom didn't. Products made with a more advanced understanding of female hair thinning, and an awareness that I am not alone. Naturally, over half of women will experience thinning hair in their lifetime. Listen, I know deeply how hard it can be to feel like you have thinning hair. I mean, have you seen my co-host's mane? But you don't have to suffer in silence. Let's talk about it. Your hair story could help another woman. So join the conversation at shedthesilence.com. That's shedthesilence.com. So I went back to some bulk granola. I actually started going to Trader Joe's a little bit more again. I kind of fell off. That doesn't really help on the cost front so much.
No.
I do feel like they have some good snacks that like strike the balance. Cause I don't know. There was something about shopping for snacks at Walmart where like I went off the deep end too. Cause I get excited about that. I'm like, ooh, cakesters. Ooh, little nutties. Like I get into it.
Buying two boxes. You need 10 of them.
Yes. So like doing like a few things at Walmart. Like tortilla chips, sure Doritos, like one salty, big salty thing, one big sweet thing, and then a trail mix from Trader Joe's. And for me, also going back to the freezer stuff, which is really easy at Trader Joe's. So that like you want a little snack, think about it as a little meal. Like go get the taquitos from Trader Joe's or the, you know, they have Jamaican style beef patties that Isaac likes. Go grab that stuff from the freezer. It's heftier. It has food joy. It's also has a little bit more substance to it than a bag of Doritos. You can make it easily yourself and it fills you up.
Yes, I love that. I forgot about the freezer. A thing that bubbled up for me here, I say that a lot. I'm sorry.
Bubbles.
But
bubbles. We love bubbles. Bubbles. I like your bubbling up better than my boys drinking hundreds of dollars all the of bubbles.
Water. Okay. We talked about in the episode where we talked about like how to get your kids to pack their own lunch. It's even come up like in our Instagram DMs about like kids making lunch requests, et cetera, is like this idea of a template. Like, okay, you want to pack your own lunch or you want to get your own snack. Here is our template for what we think constitutes a packed lunch or a snack. That might be something to implement, like if you have younger kids like I do.
I love
that. And their first thing is like to go to the pantry. Maybe they need a thing that's like, you can have one of these things. And then you need to pair it with like one piece of one fruit or veggie and like one other thing from the fridge to make it a more balanced snack. And then I think we have to talk about Costco because I think people like what you're saying, trying to go to like Trader Joe's or go to Walmart and like have more bulk of snacks and make it more affordable is like what a lot of people think. But you know that my in real life BFF is a Costco expert. I mean, we made her or Kitchen made her a Costco expert. She really does love to shop at Costco. But so I was like, what snacks do you buy at Costco? And she said, a big heads up is that you pay more at Costco for the individually packaged snacks because they've got the larger packages of some of those products like kettle corn or harvest snaps in bulk packages that are less expensive per ounce, but you have to divvy them up yourself. So they're charging you a premium for those like convenience package snacks. And it comes back to this thing of, you're either paying for the convenience or you're going to have to do a little bit of labor to save some money. But Patty did also mention that she loves like all of their fruits and veggies. And sometimes they have like the pre-done veggie trays, like what you're talking about that you assemble, you can buy at Costco with the dip and like you could buy one for the week and save yourself a little bit of labor there.
I love that idea.
It's super smart. It's all credit goes to Patty. And then she brought to my attention, and we'll link to it, like her grocery list for back to school at Costco on Kitchen. But some of the things that are on there that I forget about buying, the pantry snacks I feel like are pretty easy. And it would be easy for me to be like, okay, we're no longer buying the like 40 pack of cheese chips combo thing. And instead we're just going to get pretzels and tortilla chips and the Ritz crackers and like really pare down the pantry. But then I need more ideas for like the fresh things in the fridge besides like string cheese and yogurts. So one thing she recommended is like the prepackaged guacamole, which that's really smart if your kids love avocado, they love guacamole. They also have a really great price on those squeezed tube yogurts. Here's another one where you're like paying for someone else's labor. And you can probably get these elsewhere besides Costco, but the like pinwheels of deli meat and cheese.
Totally.
And like usually there's vegetables in there. You can buy those at Costco, but also I know our Publix grocery store carries them like in the deli section as well.
And this bubbles up for me that I do think that like a lot of what we're trying to do, cost aside for one second, is redirect kids from going only to the pantry. There isn't that much stuff that lives in the pantry that I feel super awesome about my kids eating without being paired with something else on a regular basis.
Yes.
Like over and over and over. It's really a matter of rerouting them to the fridge and the freezer for me. And often what they find in the fridge or the freezer costs more, but is also more filling and they don't fly through it quite as much. So that's another like framework that you have to like a lens that you have to use when you're thinking about how this impacts your budget. They also eat less when they don't have those like fun snacks in the pantry. And for one of my kids, when he eats less, that bubbles up like feelings of concern. For the other one, that's a good thing. Like it's fine because I know he is.
Yeah, they're honoring their hunger more.
Yes, totally.
Yeah. Okay, so can we get back though? Like I love that. The template is redirecting them. We're not going to buy the prepackaged stuff as much. We're going to make sure there's lots of the boring snacks, but that can be partnered with other snacks from the fridge and freezer, but like, what else am I putting in my fridge and freezer? You mentioned a few things already.
I do want to give a shout out to a snack that is more premium priced. Full disclosure, they are a sponsor. Feel Sunny. It's SUNNIE.com. I love Feel Sunny because they're made fresh weekly and then you mail order it, it comes to your door. It's actually perishable, which I know is less convenient, but that means it also really tastes better. And they have like Lunchable-y style snacks that I eat. Their hummus is delicious. And I also find that when I'm more mindful about having snacks in the fridge, I snack better too. So I would say a shout out to Feel Sunny. If Feel Sunny isn't right for you, I do think looking at Lunchables, if that's your speed, the individual guacamoles, the individual hummuses, or, you know, individual portions actually don't work for my kids. They're too small. And then I just feel like it's wasteful. Like, so I just buy now like two big packages of hummus and they have to just put it on a plate. But it's the same old, nut butters, seed butters, fruits.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said about like some of the pre-portioned stuff not being substantial enough. I will add that I have, Ella loves the Lunchable, the pizza Lunchable, which I don't understand because I don't think it's great. But like, she loves the Sunny pizza dipper. So yeah, they're equivalent. And I feel a little bit better about the quality of Sunny. So I'm just seconding what you already said about that. But we're talking about money. We're talking about shifting money versus labor in yes, some instances. And maybe the thing is that like you need more snack containers where once a week, you can't afford the super premium already packaged, but you could buy the Good Cooks half cup snack containers that we love so much in my house and like reuse those over and over again. And instead of every day making snacks, once a week, you're packing up 10 of those and stacking them in the fridge. That's another great use of your like time and resources in a different way.
And also, you know, when you have older kids, having them help you do that, partly it's just what's available to them. It's going back to this snack spoiling. You know what I mean? Like, why would they take the effort? Why would a 13-year-old take the effort to spoon everything out and portion it out and take, you know, when they could just grab something that's so delicious that's just sitting and waiting for them, making clear that what's available and that you're not going to replenish. Like if you bought a big bag of Doritos and it's gone day one, oh, well, there are no more Doritos this week. Let's get together and make a couple of snack packs so that they're grab and go like before practice or like on your way to school or as soon as you get home and you have homework. Like, you know, when a kid comes home from school, it's a lot of work that they've been putting in. They don't want to make a prep a snack any more than we want to stop working or stop what we're doing and make a snack either, you know?
There's something so funny for me when you're like, oh, dear, you ate the Doritos, SOL. I'm always the person who I'm like, I buy the sour cream and onion potato chips because I want to eat them.
Yeah.
And then they're gone before I get to them.
Yes. That's the worst.
It's literally the worst ever.
Yeah. I have to hide stuff.
Yeah. Which then I feel really weird about, like weird food police-y about. And my kids always notice too, which is the worst. They're like, well, I saw you come in. I saw it peeking out of the top of the reusable grocery bag. There are sour cream and onion potato chips in this house. So if I like sniff them out.
Yeah, you're like, because you eat them all before I get a chance to get them.
Yes, yes.
I don't know. I think that's a legit move. Okay.
That's what I want to know now from our listeners. Like, where do you hide your snacks?
I want to know too. So something always gives. There's our labor. There's, I don't know, do you want to call it like nutrition? And then there's cost. And that there is a push and pull between these things. And I don't think that we have found the exact right balance when you're feeding kids. I think that it's a lot easier when you're feeding yourself because, you know, popping popcorn, cutting up some cucumbers, making it delicious, like taking chili crisp and stirring it into yogurt. You don't always have the time. I think time is another factor, that like budget could be financial budget and time budget. But I do feel like you get some direct satisfaction. And generally speaking, grown-up tastes are a little bit different. Yeah, we love Cakesters too, but like I'd be pretty psyched with like a yogurt chili crisp dip and a whole bunch of veggies as my snack. But like my kids, not so much. No matter how delicious they think it is, they'd always rather a bag of Doritos. And that just isn't true for me. I wouldn't always rather that. Right. So something has to give. And I don't think that it's easy to come up with a clear-cut answer, because I think what has to give depends on each family's values and priorities.
Yes. I think there's something here too, where, and you said this earlier, like about, you know, the snacks you feed for yourself and how you've gone from one end of the spectrum to like you were making mini muffins at home for your kids so they never had the little bites, to like now you just have all the prepackaged foods, the devil dogs in the house. Like we can't discount for all the things that trip us up, whether it's like questions about budget or questions about like health and feeding, and like even that you mentioned all the cans, like even the environment, we can't discount the fact that like some of what we're doing when we're raising our kids is a reaction to how we were raised and completely looking at it through that lens of like, I, you know, there were times in my life where there wasn't really enough food. And so if there was a thing of Little Debbie's in the house, we had to go to town on it. And reminding myself of that, if only to give myself credit for the fact that my kids have full, like they have autonomy. They're not growing up with a scarcity mindset. And even though we joke about like snack spoiling them, it is both a privilege and a luxury to be able to do that. And also to have the awareness to like rein it back in when we need to too.
Totally. I think that's a really great point. And I wonder, maybe we're getting too deep now.
I love it.
I know. You and I can go there. I don't know that everybody needs to or wants to go there with us. But the fact that snacks is such a hot button for parents, meals too, but snacks, people write to us constantly about like snacks, snacks, snacks. If it's a direct result of exactly what you're saying, that snacks hit that thing where like, what is a snack supposed to be? When you're a parent, you want it to be nutritious because you want to feel like you're doing right by your kid. But like snacks is joy. Like snacks is food joy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Snacks is like the good stuff. Like we joke about our kids calling it the fun snack, but I mean the fun foods.
But like we feel that way too.
Right. And we grew up in diet culture, but now everybody's aware of diet culture and talking about diet culture. Snacks also cost a lot, you know. It hits all these deep emotional issues in a way that I know other feeding other meals does too, but maybe there's something about snacks that's like a lightning rod for all this deep stuff around like diet culture and food joy and budget and money and like spoiling kids versus teaching kids. Like snacks really becomes this like hot button moment in the day for all of this stuff that is deep and interesting to think about and talk about, like when it's you and me on a mic talking to all our friends out there listening, but can feel like a lot and can feel a little like overwhelming when you're just in the thick of parenting through your day, you know?
Yeah. So it's a good place to be to do our favorite reminder, which is like, if you're listening to this and any of it feels like we're calling you out, or what is the word? Like you feel attacked. I don't know. Like we have any of it. It's all us too. We feel that way too, which is like the reminder that however you're doing it, you're doing a great job, that you're like listening. You're
such a good job.
Yes. A better job than you think or that you can see.
Yes.
Even if it's Doritos, Cakesters, and Little Bites 24/7.
I completely agree. And hopefully there's some practical ideas here too that you can like figure out. Are you trying to save your time? Are you trying to save your money? Are you trying to shift the balance of what your kids are eating? There are some practical ideas here for you today.
Yes. And if you hate all of our ideas, you know who's going to have more and better ideas.
We were completely unhelpful.
No, we're doing great. You're doing great. We got to remind ourselves. We're like, you're already doing so well. Okay. Our favorite place on the internet is our listeners community, and we hope that you've joined us there already. If not, join for free at didn'tijustfeedyou.com/community. Or if you want those bonus episodes, because you know you want to hear more from us, join our supporting community.
You can also follow us on Instagram, where we are at Didn't I Just Feed You. Keep in touch by signing up for our newsletter. A humongous thank you to our producer, Samantha Gatzik. I am Stacey.
And I'm Megan. Stay sane and well-fed until next week.
Be sure to subscribe to Didn't I Just Feed You wherever you're listening. And don't forget to rate and review.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.